Morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Friday, July 13th, 2018. We have about 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got north winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, so it's going to be windy on the beach today. And wind waves from the north, 4 feet high at about 4 seconds between wave crests. And we have northwest swells 7 feet high at about 8 seconds apart. And today we're going to talk a little bit about beach safety. It's going to be really nice this weekend. The temperatures are going to get up in the 70s, maybe even warmer. And people are going to start going in the water. And that always worries me because we have a lot of people visiting here. And we have a lot of people who are just not really quite tuned in to where they are, that this is not a lake. The water's cold. We're in the Pacific Northwest, not Florida. And you can get in a lot of trouble on the beach, surprisingly enough. So I'm just going to go over some of those things that I always talk about. So I'm putting my safety hat on today for the sake of everyone who's going to be visiting or going to the beach for any reason in our area this weekend. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders, 5 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival is the Articulated Tug and Barge. It's referred to as an ATB, the Dublin Sea. She comes in quite often. Arriving from Ferndale, heading to Portland, she has refined petroleum on board. So that could be gasoline, jet fuel, biodiesel, things like that. She'll probably pass Astoria around 10 o'clock, and maybe about 6 hours later, you'll see her. Between 6 and 8 hours later, you'll see her in Portland. The Scarlet Robin is arriving from China. She's headed to the Rice Island Anchorage, which is kind of the upper end of the Astoria Anchorage, or what it looks like here. So she'll glide past the Astoria waterfront and come to a stop opposite Tongue Point, kind of toward the north, on the north side of the channel there. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m., and so maybe about 10:30-ish, 11, you'll see her over at the Rice Island area. The Songa Grain is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there by about 2:30 p.m. She's a bulk carrier. Not quite sure what her cargo will be, but I'd take a wild guess that it might be wheat, something like that, a grain. There's another ATB, the Ocean Reliance. This is owned by Crowley Maritime. So this is a U.S. flag vessel. She's a Pacific Northwest company. She's arriving from Anacortes, heading for Portland. She's got refined petroleum on board as well, so maybe 8:30 this evening. She is a Jones Act vessel, if you've never heard about that. The Jones Act specifies, it sort of protects U.S. flag vessels in this way, that if you originate a cargo from a U.S. port and take it to another U.S. port, say you load gasoline in, say, Anacortes, and you take it to Portland, that has to be on a vessel that is flagged in the U.S. So it kind of protects the U.S. maritime market that way, and it is a law called the Jones Act. So she's a Jones Act vessel. The Hermes Leader is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She is carrying Subarus, so a high-sided vessel going by maybe about 8:30, 9 o'clock past the Astoria waterfront inbound. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the GH Power headed for Kalama today to pick up either corn, soy, or wheat, or some combination of thereof. She left, although, early in the morning, so she's probably already up there by now. The Star Challenger is heading to Portland at about 10 o'clock from the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland to pick up petcoke. The Ardmore Chinook is headed for Port Westward, and she is a tanker. There's been a tanker. It's kind of unusual. We've had a tanker anchored off the downtown waterfront this week. You could see her out the windows of KMUN here, so bottom of 14th Street in the water. The way you can tell a tanker is that instead of having hatches on it, it has pipes and valves and things, and that's a liquid tanker, a liquid bulk carrier, really. So she is heading to Port Westward, and I believe the cargo there right now, it used to be crude oil, but not anymore. It's ethanol, I think, ethanol fuel. So also from the Astoria Anchorage, or in the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Angelic Zephyr and the Arcturus. Those are both awaiting orders to head upriver eventually. And our outbounders, we have the Nord Pluto leaving Kalama, probably maybe wheat on board, leaving around 10 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The Ken Shin is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 10:30, so maybe about 4:30 p.m. past Astoria. The Ziu Yu Hai, apologies if I'm mangling that Chinese name, heading out to sea at about 12:30 on Friday from the Port of Portland with potash on board. That would put her past Astoria outbound about 6:30. The Georgia Highway is a car carrier leaving the Port of Portland with Fords on, brand new Fords on board. I think these are the only U.S. cars going out of the Columbia River to Asia. The Eminent Ace is another car carrier. She's got Toyotas on board. She's leaving about 3 o'clock from the Port of Portland. So maybe 6 hours later, you'll see her past Astoria. But those car carriers are very distinctive. They're big and blocky. They look like a big floating parking garage, which is what they are. They have lots of decks inside, and the cars are parked and lashed down to those decks. Let's see. We have the Cultus Cove leaving Longview with logs on board about 5 p.m. So maybe 3.5 hours later or so, we'll see her past Astoria outbound. The Orion Ocean is leaving the Port of Vancouver at about maybe 5 o'clock. So maybe by 11, you might see her past Astoria outbound. She has wheat on board. The Prabhu Das is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 10. So about 3.5 hours later in the evening, you'll see her past Astoria. Okay, I'm putting my safety hat on. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I know that people are going to be coming out here from all sorts of places to get to the beach where it's going to be hot inland and it'll be cooler here, but the water is still 60 degrees, so keep that in mind. When the air temperature gets hot, the water is still cold. That's one issue. So I'm talking generally about beach safety, but this applies to the river as well. The water is cold. If you were to fall into 60-degree water, you might have that involuntary gasp reaction that could cause you to drown. That's why they tell people to wear life jackets, even PFDs, even if you're just playing in the water. It's really a good idea around here because this is not a lake. The water is always very dynamic here. It's moving around. That's why the advice that you hear is never turn your back on the ocean. The ocean is always changing. The tide changes every 6 hours. The tide is always either rising or falling. Sneaker waves happen. They rise up out of the water without warning. The other issue is rip currents, and I wanted to just mention that. So you're at the beach. You hear about this happening. So all of a sudden, somebody is in the water, playing in the surf, and they get dragged out to sea, and sometimes they don't come back. So we're in cold water here. A person can get dragged off their feet and pulled out by a rip current. A rip current is really a very natural thing. The water comes in and it has to go back. Surfers use rip currents to get out beyond the surf and come back in. So they watch for them. And you can tell because it is kind of a sort of a flat area of water in between the surf. You can almost see like a little channel of water rushing back to the sea. If you get caught in one of those, it will be too strong for you to swim against. You might try to swim sideways or just wait for it to exhaust itself, because once the water does return to the sea, you'll be a little bit offshore, but if you're a good swimmer, you can swim back. If you're not a good swimmer, this is where people get in trouble, and the water is cold here, even if you are a good swimmer. 60-degree water, you just don't have a whole lot of time to negotiate with the water. You need to get out of it and get back to shore. So that's why surfers wear wetsuits pretty much year-round here, because they want to be in the water, and that's how they keep their body temperature stable. So watch out for rip currents. Remember that a cubic meter of water weighs a ton. So when a big wave crashes over you, that's a lot of water. That's weight. So so have fun at the beach, of course. Enjoy it and enjoy the beautiful weather. But just be aware that you're in a place where you got to keep an eye out for yourself. So that concept of situational awareness that I've talked about many times. Well, you just have to, it's the old paying attention thing that I like to say. Just be mindful. Be mindful and watch out for each other. Watch out for other people near you who might be in trouble and just not realize where they are. We have a lot of visitors here in the summer. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great and safe weekend.